On the line, I have Steve Brennett, comedian. Hello, good afternoon, Steve. How are you?
I'm not too bad, no. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, coming up September, the Dublin Fringe, and you have some innovative ideas for it. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I'm doing a show called Dungeons and Naggins. It's a comedy role-playing game with guest comedians. It's based on a kind of a folklore kind of Dublin, like you haven't seen it before. It's a bit weird and fun.
Okay, so it's sort of loosely based, I suppose, or if not more so, on Dublins and dragons. And that's the granddaddy of them all, yeah?
I suppose so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. There's going to be bits of Dublin in there. There's going to be special guest comedians coming in to play the game as well. It's a podcast at the moment. You know, it's a game that I play on a podcast with people. But we've done live shows before, and it's going to be really exciting to do that in front of a crowd in the Dublin Fringe.
Okay, when you're doing something like this and you have the idea and it's coming up and you're, okay, Dublin Fringe, do you have to submit it and sort of give an outline of where it's going to be, or you just arrive on the time it's on and that's it and just play it?
Oh, no, there is so much planning. The applications for this went on, I think, just the beginning of January.
Oh, I see. So you do have to submit the ideas. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Comedians, yeah, we don't really just make them up, I'm afraid. I know that's a romantic idea that we want to. Part of the Dungeons and Naggins show is improv. So we throw stuff at the comedians and they react, and that's a lot of fun for the crowd.
Okay. And do they put any restrictions on it? I mean, you have to submit the idea, but it's improv, so anything could be said. It's sort of a bit of a contradiction in terms.
Well, I suppose the Dublin Fringe understand the type of show that I'm doing. They're happy for me to put it on. I would hope that the comedians I have on don't go into any... Are you asking about particular topics? That
No. Just in general.
Well, there's always the crack of a live show with a kind of an improv... you know, any live performance is going to have kind of bits that you weren't expecting. But that's why the crowd comes along. That's why it's going to be so much fun.
No, it's just that I found it a little bit ironic to that extent that you have to submit your ideas and then all of a sudden it's improv. And the comedians that you're going to use, Steve, have you got them lined up and that sort of thing already, or will you add to it as it goes along?
It's a secret right now. I can't reveal who I have, but I do have some wonderful people lined up for it. It's going to be amazing. But we will be releasing more information as we get closer to the shows.
Okay. And seeing as it's improv, there's probably not much rehearsals going on, is there?
No, not in particular. About probably half the comedians I'll have involved will be people who've played the game on the podcast before, and half will be people who haven't played the game on the podcast before.
Okay. And how long is the show for? What's the duration of it?
It's 45 minutes, so it's a brisk, fun, good time.
And is this an introduction to maybe bringing it around the country and further afield?
I would certainly hope so. It's an introduction anyway for the game, for people out there who don't know what Dungeons and Dragons is, people who've only seen it on Stranger Things or on the Big Bang Theory and think, oh, mm-hmm. That's a stupid game for nerds and you have to dress up and wear a cloak and have a helmet and stuff. You don't. You just come along, you see the game, you'll probably want to get involved, and we'll see if we have some opportunities for people to jump in and play. But the game, the original game itself, is very complicated. There's many rules. So what I did was I took out a lot of the rules and I put in drinking instead.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yes. So the comedians on stage will be getting a little bit drunk as they play the game, because that's how the rules work.
Okay. So if you make mistakes, whatever, I won't go into how it's done. But anyway, now, the reason I asked about it travelling, Steve, is because it'd be very interesting when you have to... what would the cast, the number in the cast, for instance, be? How many are we talking about? Comedians?
How many people playing?
Yeah.
Usually it would be two guests plus me. So okay. I'm the narrator, I describe the show, and they represent two adventurers on the road in the world trying to, you know, negotiate adventures and fighting people and answering riddles and playing games. And the way we do it is that, like, the game is all kind of in the imagination, but that's not great for a live show. So I actually have a live artist who's there drawing on a big pad, mm-hmm. and she'll draw what's going on for the crowd as it happens.
Okay. Is there any audience participation in it?
Not necessarily. Okay. People can jump in and heckle and shout if they want, but you can just come along and sit back, relax and enjoy the show.
Okay, now the reason I asked about the travelling of it, because if you go further afield, most times a lot of comedians like yourself, you go to America, you go to Britain and stuff like that, and you'd sort of, if there was loads of comedians on stage with you, you'd have to keep changing them, which would make it a great, interesting show, which it is anyway.
The podcast, the way it works at the moment is we'll do 3 episodes with one group and then we throw those people out and then new people come along. So we started releasing the podcast about a month ago. We're on our 2nd group of people now. So it's always new people. The idea behind the game is that we introduce new people into this type of role-playing game. Mm-hmm. And then they leave and new people come along. So it's very accessible for new people to play.
Yeah, but they're always talking about the shortage of comedy on Irish television and that. And it's something that maybe could be picked up by RT, one of the stations anyway.
I really hope so. I'd love to see it done in a sort of a style like Dan Harmon's got a show called Harmon Quest in America. The Ricky Gervais show had lovely animations done by Hanna-Barbera, looked like the Flintstones. So you get people in, they record the show, and then you can animate it afterwards. I'd love for that type of thing. We've got so many wonderful artists in Ireland who'd love to draw it as well.
Okay, and do you know the venue? I'm sure you do. It's a start.
I do indeed. It's going to be in the Workman's Club on Wellington Quay.
The Workman's Club, 17th, 18th, 20th, and 21st.
That's correct. In September.
Okay, and look up your website, Steve. What is it?
Yes, indeed. I'm on stevebennettcomedy.com and people can get tickets on fringefest.com.
Okay, listen, congratulations. I'll try and get along to have a look at it. It sounds like it's going to be a great, great show. That's the Dublin Fringe.
Thanks very much, Noel.
Thank you, Steve.
Cool. All right, good luck. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. And that is Steve Brennett there and taking part in the Dublin Fringe Festival starting on the 17th and the 18th. And also the 20th, 21st, and the Workman's Club, it's on. It sounds like it's going to be great. It's a variation on Dublins and Dragons. It's called Dungeons and Dragons, rather. It's called Dungeons and Naggings. Okay, it sounds, as I say, like fun.